also Jewish holidays. So, mm-hmm. So quiet. Let's start though. Is everybody rolling?
Hi, everybody.
Hang on 1 second. Yeah. Let me get this going. Everybody's good? So, this was 4 years ago, right? When we did Beat the Change.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so about 4 years ago, All Songs put out a call on our blog, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. It's around the time Obama had been elected. We were trying to get a sense of the country and see if anybody put it in a song. And Cat Edmondson wrote a song called Be the Change that mm-hmm. that just did it. It totally nailed the feeling at the time of the country. It was just beautiful. And then a few weeks ago, I was in Austin. There's Dan Rather has a TV show. Who knew? But he has a TV show, and I was a guest on that show, and Kat was a guest in Austin. And I got to see her perform again and just thought, she's got to be here. It's just too perfect for a tiny desk. If you have not heard her voice, you're in for a treat. If you have, you're also in for a treat. But you give a warm welcome to Kat Edmondson and
Steve.
Yes.
Steve Elliott.
Steve Elliott. I couldn't remember your last name.
Thank you. I didn't think the day we met would be a day that I'd regret. I never thought someone like you so hopelessly blue. And now that you have gone away, I tell myself I'll be okay. just grew. And now I'm so hopelessly blue. Thank you. Like this, your heart upon your sleeve. Oh, there's a place in time and space where we can all be free. So meet me at the rainbow's end. We don't even have to pretend that we know what it is we're looking for. We're looking for. Life is just a dream. Lucky you, lucky, lucky me. Life is just a dream. Lucky you. Have you found higher ground, or are you lost at sea? Oh, do you know where you go is where I want to be? So cast your troubles into the sky. They can be the stars in our eyes, and we can count them all another day. From far away, life is just a dream. Lucky you, lucky, lucky me. It's just a dream. Lucky, lucky me. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Everybody.
Thanks.
Absolutely
wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, you break into the cookies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we get a cookie.
Funny.
Yeah. This is how we reward you.
Yeah. I can tighten my belt back.
You can't get enough air in if you don't.
If just I saying. No, yeah.
That's so funny.
My belt is right here at the bottom of my rib cage.
When did you learn that you could sing the way you sing? I mean, it's one thing to sing, but you're singing so unique to you.
Oh, thanks.
Does that come right away, or it just came out?
It's more akin to like the older singers, you know.
Yeah,
and I watched them when I was like little,
yeah.
And I just I was like a mimic.
Okay.
I literally mimicked everything that I.
Wow.
That I saw, and that was the first thing I saw. So I can do
mom
that.
Mom and dad do that intentionally? I mean, I don't mean intentionally, but that's what they liked.
I mean, that's what my mom liked.
Yeah.
My mom.
So who's our favorite singers?
Yeah, who are their favorites?
Yeah.
Well, I just grew up with my mom. I didn't have my dad's influence, although he was a drummer. So,
The music's in you.
Yeah. She loves Peggy Lee, Ella Fitzgerald, June Christie, Keeley Smith. A lot of like the more like popular crooner kind of stuff, more than just like straight jazz.
Right. Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah, love Rosemary Clooney. And and then, you know, Frank and all the movies. My favorites were like Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, the actors. The kind of non-singers too. This looks chocolatey.
Mm. Really good.
Amy,
yeah, really good.
Will you take a picture of us with our cookies?
Mm.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. Would you reshoot a cookie?
Perhaps you should have a cookie too.